caliente, como un fuego ardiente. Hijo de Dios, tú eres por quien, tú eres por quien vivimos hoy. Y vamos a
cantamos, oh, oh, oh. you thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
So you came and changed my life.
You thought I was,
you thought I was worth keeping.
So you cleaned me up inside.
So you cleaned me up inside.
You thought I was,
you thought I was to die for.
So
you sacrificed your life.
So I could be free.
So I could be free.
So I could be whole.
So
Jesus, I can be free. Thank you, Jesus, I can be free.
Hallelujah. We want to take a moment. We've been worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We want to take a moment and pray and ask for His blessing on what we're doing here today. If you don't mind standing, if you aren't already standing, let's pray together in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place today. Thank you for the price you paid for our sin, for our souls. Thank you for ministering to us through your word and through your presence. We ask today that your blessing would be upon everything we do here, all of the honor that we give to these men and women who are so worthy and deserving of it. Let your blessing be upon our activities, upon all of our interactions, that you may be glorified in all of this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Just so you know, if you're waiting for someone, they may not come into this auditorium because we are using the overflow now. So that is available. If you have a child, perhaps, that you want to take to a easier place to work with, that's an option too. We want our ushers to come. We will take up our offering. This is our normal Sunday service. What you experienced here this morning was very much like our normal Sunday morning worship. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for this offering, this opportunity to give to you all that you have given to us. Bless everyone who is able and willing to give. Let your name be glorified in this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's why we're taking up an offering in this service, because this is our normal Sunday service. We do have all of our various outreaches and daughter works here with us. Just want to let you know that we do have service normally at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Calvary Gospel Church meets here. And then again at 6 o'clock on, I said Saturday, didn't I? Sunday morning. And Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. And Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And there's always a time of prayer before every service. But we also have a number of other churches and outreaches that are affiliated with Calvary Gospel Church. Voces Unidas, our Spanish and English bilingual church, they're represented here. I want to hear from everyone from Voces Unidas. Gloria a Dios. Amen. Bienvenidos a todos. Estamos encantados que están aquí para alabar al Señor con todos nuestros corazones. En el nombre de Jesús. Hallelujah. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Tuesday, 7 o'clock, African International Ministries. Let's hear from African International. Yeah. They meet here at Sunday, 2 p.m., and Friday at 7 p.m. His Ambassadors Fellowship, the West Side Extension. Amen. Pastored by Brother George O'Neill, they meet Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And our Revival Ridge, the Allied Drive Extension. Pastor James Hawk, we didn't have these people stand. Pastor Claude to stand. We want Pastor James to stand. If Pastor O'Neill is here, we want him to stand. All right. And then Sisters, Loving Sisters, our Park Street Outreach and Preaching Point. We want Sister Darlene Burrell to stand. Woo! And the Rolling Prairie Bible Study led by Brother and Sister Kevin and Linda Brown in Sun Prairie. Amen. We are especially happy that we have our special guest with us, Dave Mahoney, Dane County Sheriff. Lieutenant Tim Paraguay from the Madison Police Department. And Todd Meister, the 911 Dispatch Coordinator. And we're hoping that the fire department division chief, Johnny Winston Jr., will make it. We're looking for him. Pastor Roy Grant will be greeting them more formally in just a little bit. Just to give you an idea of what we're going to do, we're going to have a presentation here in a little bit after we have the flag presented. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance and we'll do a presentation. Pastor Roy will be speaking and making a presentation to these leaders, these civic leaders. We'll do a video and a few other things. And then to close it out, Brother Tim and Brother Brian are going to come and tell you all about the activities this afternoon. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad that we have this opportunity. And there's one person's name who's not on any of these schedules, but we do need to recognize her. Don't let her leave the room. Brittany Powell back there. We want to... If you knew Brittany, you'd know what that was all about. We're so glad that you're here today. Excited to be in the house of God, first of all. But we do believe the Bible. And the Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. And in our current climate, sometimes we forget that these men and the men and women that they represent are making great sacrifices on our behalf every day. And they are worthy and they are deserving of whatever honor we can bestow upon them. And that's what we're going to do in the rest of this service this morning. This time I'd like to ask you to stand. We are going to have the presentation of the colors, the flag of the United States of America, Brother Ben Thompson.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
We're going to be doing this bilingual this morning.
Vamos a estar haciendo esta parte del servicio bilingüe.
So I would like to welcome all of you here today to our annual Summer Fun Fest.
Queremos darle la bienvenida a todos los que están aquí para este año, esta celebración anual del Domingo de Diversiones.
Today is a day which we have chosen to honor the heroes that live among us.
Hoy es el día que hemos escogido para darle honra a todos esos héroes que viven con nosotros.
They may be our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, perhaps even your mother or your father.
Quizás sean nuestros amigos, nuestros familiares, nuestros vecinos, nuestra madre, nuestros padres.
Here at Calvary Gospel Church, we want to take time to honor those heroes.
Aquí en la iglesia de Calvary Gospel queremos tomar el tiempo para darle honra a todos estos héroes.
No matter what position, no matter what role, no matter what responsibility that you carry.
No importa la posición, no importa qué responsabilidad que ellos tienen.
We are so thankful and we are so grateful that you have chosen to be here with us today.
Estamos muy agradecidos de que ellos han tomado parte de este servicio y están aquí hoy con nosotros.
So on behalf of Calvary Gospel Church, I extend our deepest debt of gratitude.
Y de parte de la iglesia de Calvary Gospel Church, nosotros le damos nuestro más profundo agradecimiento.
Many of our civil servants have laid down their lives and have made the ultimate sacrifice.
Muchas de esas personas que participan en el servicio civil han dado hasta sus vidas para nosotros. Se han sacrificado por todos nosotros.
If you go up to the Capitol Square, there's a monument with all of the names of all of the civil servants that have paid the ultimate price.
Si tú vas al centro de la ciudad, ahí en el Capitolio, ahí hay un monumento y con todos los nombres de todas las personas que han servido a este país.
Jesus tells us that the greatest expression of love is a willingness to sacrifice one for another.
Y Jesús nos dice que uno de los más grandes expresiones del amor es el poder sacrificarnos unos por los otros.
And for Jesus, this was more than just a few words that he said.
Y para Jesús esto fue más que unas palabras que fueron habladas.
I would like to read this morning a short passage in the book of John, chapter 15, verses 12 through 14.
Me gustaría compartir con ustedes un pasaje de la Biblia en Juan 15, del 12 al 14.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Este es mi mandato, de que se amen uno a los otros como yo los he amado.
And as he continues to make a most profound statement.
Y mientras él continúa, él hace algo incluso más profundo.
He says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
No hay un amor más grande el que dar su propia vida por sus amigos.
We know for Jesus these weren't just words. We know that Jesus Christ made the ultimate sacrifice as he laid down his life for all humanity.
Sabemos que para Jesús esto no solo fueron palabras, sino que esto fue el sacrificio que él dio por toda la humanidad.
He put these words into practice on the cross when he willingly gave himself so that we could experience freedom, redemption, and spend eternity with him.
Y él lo demostró dando su vida en la cruz, dándonos libertad, dándonos redención, para que nosotros podamos pasar nuestras eternidades con él.
His love for us compelled him to make the ultimate sacrifice because he desires a relationship with us.
Y su sacrificio más grande él lo hizo para que nosotros pudiéramos tener una relación con él.
His love for us compelled him, or his love for us, we have the same type of love that we're supposed to take, the same kind of love that he had for us, and share it as in sacrificial love.
El amor que él tuvo por nosotros es ese mismo amor que nosotros tenemos que tener por nuestros vecinos, por los demás. Ese mismo amor tenemos que compartir.
And we have those that are among us today who through their passion for service are willing to lay down their lives
tenemos aquellos que están hoy con nosotros, que ellos han tenido ese amor para compartirlo por nosotros.
Willing to lay down their lives for their fellow man, and we want to honor those individuals and recognize their dedication to serving our communities.
Y hoy queremos darle las gracias, el agradecimiento y honor a todos estos individuos que han dado y están sirviendo a las comunidades.
Throughout his ministry, Jesus spoke of sacrifice.
Y a través de su ministerio, Jesús habló acerca del sacrificio.
And he taught us to go the extra mile with someone.
Y él nos enseñó a que diéramos un poquito más de lo que podíamos dar por alguien.
Calling his disciples to leave everything behind and follow him.
Diciéndole incluso a sus discípulos que dejaran todo para seguirlo a él.
Declaring that the first shall be last and the last shall be first.
Declarando que el primero sería el último y el último sería el primero.
Jesus made it clear that God desires and honors sacrifice in his children.
Jesús dijo claramente que él requiere un sacrificio de sus hijos.
The brave men and women who put on a uniform to protect and serve our communities, our city and our county are living out this command every single day.
Los hombres y mujeres que se ponen uniforme y sirven a nuestra comunidad, a nuestras ciudades, todos los días de su vida.
These brave public servants have sacrificed tremendously for our freedom, even laying down their lives if required of them.
Estos hombres y estas mujeres se han sacrificado por cada uno de nosotros e incluso algunos de ellos han dado su vida por nosotros.
This decision or their decision to protect and serve, to uphold our God-given right to liberty and justice.
Este servicio que ellos han dado para la libertad y la justicia.
To keep us safe is without a doubt an honorable expression of honor, of love, praise, and recognition.
Para mantenernos salvos, esto es una demostración y del honor y la expresión del honor, del amor, y queremos hoy reconocerles.
Some wonder what gives our public servants the courage to step out into the daily battlefield, to rush to the scene of a crime in progress, or to run into a burning building.
Y algunos se preguntan qué es lo que motiva a estas personas de que ellos den su tiempo y que nos sirvan a la comunidad o que vayan a un edificio que está quemando.
What fuels them to put their lives at risk for the safety of another?
¿Qué es lo que quema en sus corazones que los impulsa a que ellos den su vida, de que ellos se esfuercen por el bienestar de los demás?
Firemen are not just firemen when they're at the firehouse, and police are not just police when they're at the precinct.
Los bomberos y los policías no solo son bomberos y policías cuando ellos están en sus trabajos.
This is not just a job for many of our civic servants. It is a passion, it is a deep-seated conviction, and it is a way of life to simply serve, and for that we honor you today.
Esto no es solo un trabajo para estas personas, esto es una pasión que ellos tienen para servir a sus comunidades y por esta razón hoy les queremos darle honra y honor a estas personas hoy.
At this time, on behalf of the Dane County Public Safety Communications Department, we ask that Todd Meister please come forward.
Y a este momento le queremos pedir al señor Todd Meister que pase al frente con nosotros.
Present this plaque.
Presentamos esta placa de honor
of the employees of the Dane County Public Safety Communications.
A los empleados del Dane County Public Safety Communications.
On this day, Sunday, August 16th.
En este día de hoy, el domingo
2015.
16 de agosto de 2015.
Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
For all that you do.
Por todo lo que haces.
God bless you.
Dios te bendiga.
Next, we would like for Lieutenant Tim Paragoy from the Madison Police Department to please come forward.
Y ahora queremos que pase el policía.
We thank you and your fellow officers for protecting and keeping us safe here in Madison. And I want him to stand here for a minute because we've had the Madison Police Department at this church probably more often for false alarms than anything else. And I have a little funny story I would like to share with you this morning. I was on the alarm. When the alarm goes off, I'm one of those that they call and say, okay, your alarm went off at the church. So I had to come over here, and I come over here, and it's dark. And I met two police officers from the Madison Police Department. And they asked me who I was, and I identified myself, showed them some identification, and everything was all dark. So I said, you know what? Everything's dark. I can look at the alarm code, and there's been an alarm breach on the very southeast side of the building. Northeast side of the building. So they pull their guns out. They got their flashlights out. And I'm about 10 steps behind them. And every open door they had to check. So we're going through the building. And I'm just thinking, this is just like awesome. I don't know what I would have done if somebody would have jumped out and bullets would have started flying. I'd have probably dove into the janitor's closet. But I'm following them through, and we get all the way into the back hallway. And the lighting in the back hallway is on a sensor. So when you walk in, we knew the light was on, and they asked me, they said, this light's on. And I said, yes, that's on a sensor. Somebody has walked into there within the last 30 minutes. So then they really perked up. And we start walking down the back hallway, and we come to the Kids Radius Sunday School classroom. And there's some noise going on in there, and they bust through the door, and here are three of our young people behind a sound booth with headphones on, and they're just going like this. But if you would have saw the look on their faces, they're going like this, and there's two police officers, and I'm hiding behind it, and they're going like this, and all of a sudden they just stop and they just stare. Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I did. I forgot all about our interpreter on that.
Se les olvidó acerca de mí. De mí.
Okay, go ahead.
No. Quiere que diga toda la historia.
I'll slow down. I'm sorry. I don't do this real often through interpreters.
Yo no hago esto muy a menudo.
So, it is truly an honor to introduce this next individual to you. Today we have Mr. Dave Mahoney, who is our elected Dane County Sheriff. Sheriff Mahoney, it is such an honor to have you here today.
Ahora el señor Dave Mahoney.
Present this to the Dane County Sheriff's Department on behalf of Calvary Gospel Church. On this day, August 16th, 2015, we thank you so very much for the service that you provide for our county. God bless you, Sheriff Mahoney.
Pastor and members of Calvary Baptist Church congregation and the many congregations who have been joining us today, I thank you very much for this great honor and great privilege. On behalf of the 600 men and women who serve you every day, on behalf of the Sheriff's Office, thank you very much. It's truly an honor and a privilege to serve each of you in our communities. You know, as the pastor said, there's a granite memorial on our Capitol grounds. that every May 15th, we gather to honor the memory of those men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice for service to their community. But as we gather to remember their sacrifice, we don't honor them by how they died. We honor them by how they lived. It's also a privilege to join Tim Paragoy and Todd Meister today because they are true partners in the job that our men and women in the sheriff's office perform every day. It's those men and women in our 911 center who take your initial call of an emergency. It is those men and women who struggle and worry for our firefighters, our police officers, our deputy sheriffs, our paramedics, as they respond at high speed to your call in the face of an emergency. They worry about us, but they're also highly trained in that they provide a service that through their first aid training and through their crisis intervention training, they too save lives. So Todd, I thank you for your representation of those great men and women. And to Tim, on behalf of Chief Koval, I know that you're a great, great representative in our East District, leading those men and women in our patrol division who guard and protect this precious church, our Lord's church. And I've had the great privilege of working alongside of Tim for many, many years. And I know the character and integrity and professional excellence that this man brings to this profession. He is a shining example of the high quality of public service that we have performed every day by our men and women in the Madison Police Department. You know, I didn't come to this profession looking for a job. I came because I was called, as all public servants do. If we were looking for a job, we'd look for one that paid well. We'd look for one that Christmas actually fell on December 25th. We'd look for one that Thanksgiving actually fell on a Thursday. My boys grew up thinking that Thanksgiving fell whenever Dad said it did. Even though we went to Mass every Christmas Eve, Christmas didn't fall in the Mahoney house until Dad had a day off. And even then, it was often interrupted. But I don't bring that up because I want your sympathy. I bring it up because that's what our Lord has called me to do. And it's the service for others above ourselves. I thank all of you for being here today because there is a ministry within the sheriff's office. It's the ministry within our Dane County Jail. We all need to remember that over 1,000 people a day live within our three jail institutions. And of that 1,000 individuals, 95%+ are good, good people. They've lost their moral compass. They've slipped on that slippery rock. But they need a shoulder, they need an arm, they need a hand from everybody here today to get on the right track. And by getting back on the track, they become a great community member. And for those that make up the other percent, those that we're truly afraid of, they too, our Lord looks over. And we pray every day that they find guidance to change their direction in life. As I conclude, I ask that we pray today that our Lord look over our jail, because our jail's in trouble. Today, as in every day, over 80% of the people incarcerated suffer from chronic drug or alcohol addiction. They need our help to overcome that demon. Over 42% suffer from chronic mental illness. And first and foremost, our jail is not intended to house those with mental illness. We need to find a better option. But even in light of that, as we move forward, there'll be many challenges to us as members of the community, because we need to provide safe and humane housing for those who do find themselves incarcerated. And today, unfortunately, I oversee three institutions where 40 to 50 people a day serve their time in solitary confinement because it's the safest place for them. And having spent 36 years in that institution, it's not. So as I conclude, and as we conclude our service today, I ask the pastor pray for those 1,000 individuals, and that we as a community find a better way to address corrections in our community. Again, thank you for the great honor and privilege to join you today. But even more so, thank you for the honor and privilege to serve as your Dane County Sheriff. It truly is an honor and a privilege, and I'll keep carrying on that calling.
Just before we go any further, we have just a little bit left to finish here.
Antes de seguir más adelante, tenemos un poquito de cosas que queremos compartir con ustedes.
Let's just stand.
Vamos a ponernos en pie.
Okay. Did I ask you to sit down?
Les dije que se sentaran.
We do have a CIP program here, Sheriff Mahoney.
Tenemos un programa que es de CIP.
And we reach out to as many as we possibly can.
Y tratamos de alcanzar lo más que nosotros podamos.
That are struggling with drug addictions, alcohol addictions.
Aquellos que son adictos a las drogas, al alcohol.
But I think we can do more if given the opportunity.
Pero creo que podemos hacer mucho más si nos dan la oportunidad.
So let's just follow the sheriff's request and let's say a prayer.
Entonces vamos a seguir el pedido del sheriff, vamos a hacer una oración.
Not just for our Dane County.
No solo porque nos la pidieron, no solo por este estado.
But for all of our civil servants.
Pero por todos los servicios civiles.
So let's pray, church.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for the representation, Lord, of the leadership in our city and our county. I ask you, Lord, as Sheriff Mahoney shared his passion, his heart with us about all of the individuals, Lord, that are incarcerated, that are struggling, Lord, that, God, this is a better way, Lord. And I don't know at this time exactly what that is, Lord, or how we can do that, Lord. But I believe, dear God, Lord, that you are a God of the impossible. And Lord, I pray that you would give, Lord, this church, that you would give us the passion, that you would allow us to be able to take and work with our local sheriff and police departments, Lord, to be able to take and reach out to these people, Lord. People so much, Lord, just as I am and as many of us are here today, Lord, that if we would not have been given a chance, if we had not have been given that opportunity, we would be, many of us would still be in jail or would be in prison today. And I ask you, Lord, that you would continue to guide our sheriff and our police departments and our EMS departments, Lord, our 911 call center, our fire department, Lord. And I pray, God, that a special blessing, a special protection, Lord, as we are in such a dark hour, Lord, where that there's little to no regard, Lord, for the respect for many of our services, our civil services, Lord, with our police and our fire. And I pray, God, that your hand would be upon them and protect them. And we do all of this in the name of Jesus. God bless you. You can be seated. And if we could have our three guests of honor today just come down and stand here in front.
Si pueden pasar nuestros invitados de honor al frente.
We have a prayer for our nation video. And if we have any other civil servants, if you came here today as a guest of ours,
si vinieron más del servicio público como invitados hoy en día,
whether it be police, fire, sanitation, whatever, listen, I thank God for sanitation department.
Si son policías, si son bomberos, los que sirven.
We would like for you to come as a guest of honor for us today. If you're here as a civil servant, would you please come up and join our three guests this morning? If we have any police, fire, there's got to be some folks here that fit that bill.
Si tú eres parte del servicio
Jordan,
civil,
come on down. You're EMS. Anyone else?
Todos los que son parte del servicio civil.
All right. We're going to go ahead and present this video.
Vamos a presentar un video.
And then we have a very special ending. God bless.
Dios le bendiga.
Giver of all life and author of all things good, we entrust our great nation into your care. For it was you, our good shepherd, whom our founders followed. You are the creator and grantor of our cherished rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All are forged by your loving grace. Guide our leaders in the paths of righteousness and justice. May their service to our nation be honoring to you, and may their decisions reflect your will. Remind us that true happiness is found only in Christ. Protect our men and women who fight for our freedom. Bless your church to shine and drive out the darkness in our cities. Remind us that your kingdom is not a red state nor a blue state. Your kingdom is not of this earth. So we plead with you. Bring conviction to our hearts and revival to this land. Send your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and come dwell with your people. Today we honor our Creator, our Lord, our Father. Thank you for your grace and blessings. May you continue to bless our great nation. We pray to you in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
This dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and works without applause.
A man who wields the shield of faith, protecting what is pure,
whose word is tough and gentle, the man who's worthy, sure.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. Doesn't need authority.
just needs a few good men.
Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who face eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men.
He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth.
Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Eternity and unafraid to die. Men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Eternity and not afraid to die. Men who fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry.
Concludes our ceremony. If our guests could come back up, we've got some announcements that we want to make. We want to thank each and every one of you once again for attending.